Toronto, Delta Air Lines says all but two passengers injured Monday when a plane crashed and flipped on the tarmac at Toronto's Pearson Airport have been released from hospitals as of this morning. Delta says in a social media post that 19 out of 21 passengers initially taken to Toronto area hospitals have since been released as the investigation into the cause of the crash continues. Delta Flight 4819 from Minneapolis to Toronto, operated by subsidiary Endeavor Air, crashed on landing around 2:30 p.m. A video that appears to have captured the crash has emerged on social media, showing a plane bursting into flame as soon as it touched down on the runway, skidding and flipping over seconds later. Other videos appeared to show passengers scrambling out of an upside-down cabin as workers assisted them off the plane onto the snowy tarmac, and emergency crews hosed the aircraft with water. There were no reports of deaths in the crash as of Tuesday morning. Paramedics said Monday that out of 80 people on the flight, at least 3 people, including a child, were sent to hospital with critical but non-life-threatening injuries. Others were reported to have minor injuries. Our most pressing priority remains taking care of all customers and Endeavor crew members who were involved, said Delta CEO Ed Bastian in a statement. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada said Monday it was deploying a team of investigators to Pearson Airport. Airport officials have not offered details about a possible cause or what factors may have contributed to the crash. The airport's fire chief, Todd Aitken, said at a brief press conference late Monday that the runway was dry and there were no crosswind conditions. The plane arrived at Pearson amid blowing snow following a winter storm that hit the Toronto region over the weekend. Gusting winds up to 65 kilometers per hour and blowing snow were reported at the airport around the time of the crash. Arrivals and departures at Pearson resumed by 5 p.m. on Monday, but the airport said delays were expected over the coming days as crash investigators do their work. Pearson said flights are arriving and departing, but advised travelers to check the status of their flight before heading to the airport. Ontario Progressive Conservative leader Doug Ford had been set to make an announcement in Sault Ste. Marie on Tuesday morning, but the party said that event was cancelled as Ford's flight was not able to depart from Pearson. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 18, 2025. Rihanna Lim, the Canadian Press.